Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Hello, this is Charles Sims. Anyone out there hear me? Hello? This is what I'm saying. Preach man. Here we go again. I'm not going to read any more support books because it's staying on itself. But what I will try to do is take two words out of the whole verse, God and love, and talk about those tonight. Okay, here we go. Every Christian should know this by heart. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I want to take God in love out of this here and talk on it some tonight, and it won't be long. And I think if you listen, you will be blessed. Anyway, I've told millions of people that, many people, I won't say millions, God is love and love is God. I'm going to try to take L-O-V and explain what every letter means to me. L stands for Alpha. The beginning of love is God. And if God is love, he have agape love. I looked up agape years ago back in the 70s. It means the most love, the highest love, unconditional love is what God applies to us. Unconditional love. He loves us regardless of ourselves. He loves the sinner as well as he do the saint. He don't like what the sinner do, but he still loves him. Hail is to the Lord. When you address a king most of the time in this world, or emperor, anything like that, with a title like that, you call him Lord. And God is known as Lord, so he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God is life. Life is light. Life is the light of the life is the light of me. Life is knowledge that shines in the darkness. And darkness understood him not. He is the true light which enlightens everyone who sincerely seeks him. Now we're talking about God now. God was Jesus represented in the flesh. That's who he's talking about, but he is God. So that's all I use tonight. This is official God, he is God. O stands for oneness, unity. O stands for Omega. I just read he was Alpha and he's Omega. He's the beginning and the ending of all things. V stands for values, not fleshly values, but spiritual values. Paul taught us the spirit man can always overcome the flesh through Christ. Only if we, brothers and sisters in Christ, our Lord and Savior, still trust in him. If you trust in God as Jesus as Lord and Savior, we'll overcome the flesh through the spirit. I keep saying that Christianity is real simple. A very simple format for Christianity was taught by Christ. Man then got into it and added all his doctrines and theology and made it stupid. Very stupid. And I don't mind saying that. That's just my opinion. And if you look at it the way I'm looking at it from the biblical standpoint and the way the doctrines of man, the dogma means of all denominations, it's just stupid. Only then shall we be victorious in Christ. Each thing is for eternity. Eternity is for everlasting to everlasting. There is no end. I'm going to go back to what I said in the beginning. God is the Alpha of things, the beginning of things, and he's the ending of things. And God is forever and forever. He always has been God, always will be God. There's nothing in between for a righteous man or woman except God. If we as believers, I keep saying it, I'm going to preach a simple message to the day I die. I'm not going to make it stupid, because most people out there in the world is average intelligence. I've studied the average intelligence. There's some that's special, that's geniuses, and there's a few below them that's got 100 and something IQ, but most people don't even, in the world, most people don't even have an average IQ. So I try to keep it real simple. I said it the other day on my birthday. If us true believers quit arguing amongst ourselves for superiority, want to be recognized as the best speaker, the best preacher, the best distant leader, everybody want to lead, but don't nobody want to follow. The greatest leader known to mankind was the greatest servant of mankind, and that was Jesus. If God can serve, why can't you serve and waste your time? There's so much backbiting and hatred in Christianity because the flesh takes over. There's one family ruling the church, house of worship, and they rule it with an iron fist for years and for years and for years. I've seen that amongst black churches and white churches, houses of worship. Then there's those that aspire to join in what's going on, but the family that rules won't let them in or they want to hold on to a quote-unquote that power trip they own. It's sickening. I don't identify with Christianity. I don't, because it's stupid. We become a group of inclusive people. We include most of the musicians in most Christian churches are gay men. Gay men. We include them. They say we have to. No, we don't. We do it because we want to be politically correct. Not correct in God, but correct the way men see things. I'm tired of inclusive. They teach there's a doctrine going around now. There's no hell. Everybody's going to hell. Well, then, if everybody's going to heaven, why are we striving to be Christ-like? I can go back out into the world, but my Bible teaches me different. So I'm going to stand on God's word. I know you're tired of hearing it. They was tired of hearing John the Baptist. They was tired of hearing Samuel. I indeed what Samuel did. Yeah, if you read your Bible, Samuel took off all his clothes and throwed his sandals over his shoulder. And I think he walked the kingdom and preached, prophesied God's word for 2 or 3 years naked just to get the attention. Shock therapy. I hadn't did that yet, but it might get to that point. Because mankind is getting more evil and evil and evil, more corrupt and corrupt in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Christians with their mouth, Christians with their flesh, but not with their spirit. It's a big difference. Jesus says you must be born from above, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit, as modern people like to call it. And that is true. And if you're born from above, you don't participate in the mess and call yourself a Christian. They can't be Christians unless they confess and repent. Doing the things they do and call themselves Christians, God don't love that. God don't love that. He destroyed a whole 2 cities. Well, it was actually 4 destroyed on the same night. For the same thing, beastlyism, same-sex marriages, same-sex fornications, 4 cities. We know 2 of them, Sodom and Gomorrah, but there's 2 more that I read about were destroyed at the same time, same night, for the same thing. Smaller known cities, lesser known cities. That's ugly to God. He called that an abomination. Do he love them? Yes. Yes, he do. He's a God of love, but he hates what they do. God hates sin. Sin can't stand before God. That's why Jesus is the door to God. God takes our pitiful prayers and petitions to God, cleans them up because he's the clean one. He's spotless, the spotless sacrifice. He's the clean one. We go through him to get to God because he's perfect. He's clean. I'm teaching the Bible. I ain't got no tune, ain't got no hum, I don't have none of that. I just talk what I know to be the truth guided by the Holy Ghost. I know that. Not bragging, but I just know that. And there's I get a lot of people say I hate gays. I don't. Because my family is full of bisexual women, bisexual men, gay women, men, lesbian women, pedophiles, any degenerate sexual, degenerate person you can name is in my family. That's why I separated myself from them. I did for that reason. Just separated. I hadn't seen them in 10 years. Love them. I can love them from afar. I don't have to be around the filth that they do. I can't stand it. So me being a fleshly man can't stand it. How do you think God feel about it? Anyway, that's just my opinion, though. But God feels the same way that I do. Same way about it. Lines open.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Brother Charles. Praise God. That's a beautiful lesson. And we thank you for taking us through it. God is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we do overcome our flesh by the Spirit. And that's what I was telling someone today, because they had got, and we all, because I give people what God has given me when I was inquiring of the Lord. He said, you are human. You're not human and divine. You're human. So you're prone to error. You know,
amen.
That's why I want you to come to me so I can clean you up. And see, if you don't ask him, see, when God show you where you're unclean and you don't never ask him to clean up that area, you'll keep it until you
amen.
Die. Even the gays and the whatever these gender people call themselves, if they never say, God, take this away from me, they going to keep it till they die.
Because
you know it's unclean. You know this thing is unclean. Ain't no way you know you can't produce anything by yourself or with the same sex. You know you can't. So you know it's unclean. So if you don't never ask God, Lord, clean me up, guess what? You'll keep that until you die. So
do
we
you
overcome
die.
By
you.
Spiritual things. But you have not because you ask not, because you love darkness more than you do light.
Amen.
So I tell you, it's so beautiful, you know, and as you were saying, when you know who you are, people can get mad all they want, but the anointing is not going to leave. You have to exercise your anointing. Amen? You can't put
Amen.
On somebody else's armor and wear it. That's why David couldn't wear a sword. You can't put it
Amen.
On because God
Thank
gave
you
your own special anointing, your own special place with him. So you can't wear somebody else's clothes, not spiritually. You see? You can't put
Amen.
On that armor because it won't fit. You know? So therefore, you have to give what he has given you. And what he has given you, another person come in, he gives himself, so we all can suck together because we got something to suck about. Amen?
Amen.
We can eat together because you got something, I got something, and iron sharpened iron. We have something to offer one another. But if you don't have anything, like God asked me one day by the Holy Spirit, he said, what's in your well? I said, what's in my book? He said, if you have anything that belongs to me, I can pull it out. But if you don't have anything in it, I can't pull anything out.
Amen.
So
amen.
That's why we have to keep ourselves abreast and keep studying the word of God. Because God come back looking for his word. That's the only thing he's looking for. He know your flesh can't, our flesh can't offer him anything. So he come back for his word. So you did a beautiful, I love it. I love it, brother. I love it. You open up another spiritual mindset to begin to bring that back up out of us, out of this well, you know, a reminder. So I thank you for that. That's beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No one else is saying anything. I would like to say one more thing. I heard you talk about even God hates sin, and he does. God, he loved the person, but he hates the sin, mm-hmm. as we do. We don't want to sin anyone go to hell when we know that we have a word in our mouth because God has given them to us. But we don't want to make you take it, but we want you to know it, and you will know it. But he hates sin. He hates that sort of thing. And people should want to turn from their ways, you know. So, you know, I just want to make that point. Yes, he does hate the sin and not the person, because it's not the person. It's what they're doing, you know, and God hates
them. That's right. I think it's clear tonight. He loves the person, but he hates what they do.
Amen. Amen.
I love my family, but I hate what they do. I can't partake in any of them.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, you know, when we read the book of Acts, we read the book of Acts all the way down to the book of Revelation. And the 20th, mm-hmm. the last chapter in the book of Revelation, God points out who can come into heaven. So that was T-I-M-E for those sisters and brothers that we love can come into the kingdom of God and mm-hmm. repent. Mm-hmm. Taking on Jesus Christ is a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
One thing
mm-hmm.
I will say to know is to the whole nations. Right now, we got a problem with what's going on with this this virus, and I think it's man-made. I think it's coming out. The White House knew about it 3 years ago, and then they try to do nothing about it. Am I pushing a lever? Yes, I'm pushing a lever, because the time has come for those who are set up at home. Start praying together. Start mm-hmm. loving together. I mm-hmm. made a statement one day to myself. I said, you know what? I said, God said, I said, wait a minute, Hunter. God showed me in the Old Testament where he said, take the blood of a fresh lamb and take mm-hmm. that blood and put it over the doorpost.
Mm.
That was for the Jewish. That was for the Jewish during that time. Well, transferring to time, when Jesus Christ came, he spilled his blood on Calvary.
Yeah.
And he said, when he spilled his blood, he said, this is my body, and this is my blood.
Okay.
Eat all of it, drink it all.
Mm.
So
yeah.
It's spiritual blood that's over us believers. As
yeah.
I was saying, and I spoke to some people, I said, well, you know what? I'm gonna take what God told me to do. I'm going to say, in my neighborhood, as far as I can see, the blood of Jesus Christ that's
Hallelujah.
Within me covers
Hallelujah.
Them. I got jumped on the man. But don't you know we got some homosexuals? I said, yeah. We got some lies? I said, yeah. And so I turn around and ask the question, now which one are you so I can pray for you?
Okay.
See,
Amen.
One of the things I've come to understand and meeting this man Charles, we have a significance to put the word of God out there. That may not be like mm-hmm. you want it, but God's mm-hmm. word does not change.
Amen.
He said, "I am that I am,
yeah,
and there is none like me."
Amen.
And you know what? When I was reading the book, of reading the Bible the other day, and I was looking at Ezekiel, God said he blew, and flesh came upon the bones. God, my God, my God, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
And see, what's happening today, everybody wants to be here and want to be there, but don't want to give God the praise.
Amen.
Okay.
I asked a question one day to some people. I said, how many of you will stay with me in 1 hour of prayer? Can I get you to go in 1 hour of prayer to the Father?
Mm.
Oh, man, I'm too busy. I ain't got time for that, man. I got other. Well, you tell me you don't have no concern about the Father and the Father
mm-hmm.
I inhabit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, the praise of my
mm.
people. Go
mm-hmm.
to the book of Revelation and see it, the second, and you'll find it. See, that's why I said KESK Radio Station is a knowing, acquired, scripture, knowledge. And when you know what God has said, oh, my God.
Amen.
He said, search your scripture, and in them you will find that it's talking about me, not Willie Hunter. Not Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter, not Prophet Hunter. It's talking about Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody, I'm gonna,
yes.
I want
to. Yes, hallelujah.
Wee.
Hallelujah, yes. Mm.
See, we're talking to the nation. And somebody, I need to hear what we're saying tonight. You can't shut your lips up now. You got to talk, you got to talk, you got to talk, you got to talk. Because
amen.
Your word is bona fide by what you say of God. Mm. I want,
amen.
Charles, I didn't mean to come and take your station, Charles. But go ahead, Charles.
No, sir. I say what God led me to say, sir. I told Sister Carol that day we were talking. I said it's going to be short and sweet. Lead by the Holy Ghost. That's all I can do. Thank y'all for y'all coming. Knowing the word, knowing the truth when you hear. The truth makes a lot of people mad. Lots of people get mad at the truth. When I talk about what I talk about, I'm talking about my family. And my family think I'm crazy. Well, if I'm
mm-hmm.
crazy, God crazy. I follow God.
Amen. 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 Praise God.
Don't no man, can I say this here? Don't no man or woman that God formed in the garden that came from Adam and Eve. Don't no man or woman have the hell to wish me in, to put me in if they could, and they sure don't have a heaven to send me to. But God do.
Amen.
So I'm going to follow God.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Yes, Lord. If I have to follow him by myself, I'll do it.
Amen.
You know, I just love God's word, and I love fellowshipping with those who have spent time with him, because he shared with us things that, like I said last night, that he don't share with others. And that's a special
Amen.
Privilege, you know. And I thank God for that, because we're on one accord, speaking the same things in different places, you know. You over here, one over there in another town or city or whatever, but we're all speaking the same word of God. And it's just a blessing to know that. And those who are listening, it's God's word. It's what God has given us. And we're only sharing it with the world, you know, because we want them to be a part of what we're saying and doing, if they want to, if you want to, you know. turn away from your ways and allow God to come into your heart. And so I just thank God and give God the glory for that, because every time we share, we get something out of it. We get a nugget from someone. Yes. And it's truly, truly a blessing.
I got something from you last night. I got something from a sister on Monday night. I got something about Pam. I knew a lot of what she was teaching, but there was a whole lot I didn't know. And I was truly blessed. We was truly blessed. If the world was listening, the world was truly blessed.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
She did.
Amen.
That's one of the greatest jobs I've heard. Someone's preached on time before. But that's one of the greatest sermons I ever heard preached about time.
Amen. Amen. And as you were saying, Brother Charles, you were saying that some people get upset. Well, and they do. And the reason why they do is because they're still carnal-minded. They're still in darkness, and they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't desired this word like we have. When you desire it, God will give it to you. You have to desire it. Like if the Bible says it's worth more than silver and gold. So when you design it, like, some people go in the store and they see a beautiful ring or a necklace or what. They say, "Oh, I want that. Oh, I'm going to save my money.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to have it." When you desire that word like that, he going to give you that. He says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his right." And then all that, he'll just throw that in, just add all that to you. You won't even be looking at it. You have so much of it because you designed the word. And so that's what's so special about it. And I love it. I love it. I love it.
I talked to, I told Brother the Hunter this and said, I prayed to God in the 70s and late 80s, and I prayed for this, and I told somebody this today. I said, I prayed for all the knowledge that was, that is, and shall forever be about your word. I prayed for that. Now, every once in a while, Brother Hunter tests me, and I love him for it. And he said, "Oh, you have studied, have you?" I said, "Yes, sir. I studied a whole lot, Brother Hunter, if I can lead and guide my people in the truth." Because Jeremiah says, "Woe be unto the pastor that lead my sheep astray. Hell shall be full of thee." I don't want to spend 1 second in hell.
Amen. I don't either.
And I prayed and studied and studied. I read books upon books. I read it. And I'm not bragging, but God let me go through a 4-year course of theology in 18 months. There was a house I ran it. The pastor was, the man that owned the house was a United Methodist pastor. He had his freshman year there, sophomore year, junior year, senior year there. I went through a 4-year course in 18 months by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Then there was other support books that I read in the 18 months. You know, God gives you. And he told me the other day, nothing you asked me for that was righteous, I haven't gave you.
Amen.
But there was some unrighteous things you asked for, I wouldn't give you. But everything righteous you've asked for, I've given it to you.
Amen. Praise God. Well, his word says, in his word, he said, "I will not withhold any good thing from you."
Amen.
He will not. He will not withhold any good thing from us. You know, and I love the word. So, and like I was saying the other night when I was telling that gentleman who was he's a Jehovah Witness, I mean, that's whatever you say you are, that's you. But I said, I can't give up the God that has been carrying me all these years.
Amen.
I love him because even when I didn't know him, he was using me as his vessel. And speaking to me, and I'm wondering, who are you? I'm like, who are you? Because, you see, when he would send me to a place and the Holy Ghost got to see, I didn't know what was going on either. Them people I was just as surprised as they were. And I leave out the place, I'm like, Lord, what's going on? Because the Holy Ghost was speaking, and he was using me even way when I was a young girl. And I didn't know it. I didn't know what was happening. I'm like, okay, look, they surprised. I am too, because who is this? You know? And so that's why a lot of times people say, I know you. No, you don't, because I don't know me. until he revealed to me who I am. You know, great is he that is in us.
Amen.
He that's in the world.
In the world.
You know,
amen.
What's in you is so great, and that's what God told me. He said, what's in you is so great you don't know how to use it till I show you. I said, well, show me,
amen.
Lord. You know, so it's some things in us that we don't even know. It's great because so great is he. He's ruling us because we allow him to, you know. And so that's why a lot of people call you crazy and you're this and you're that,
yeah.
You know. But it don't bother me because now I'm getting to know who great is he that is in me is. I'm getting to know him even more, and I love him. You know, we have that relationship. So that's why people look at you strange and say things because they don't know. So I just thank God. I truly love it. I love it more than life, speaking his word and when he uses me as a vessel. Oh, I love it so much. But he surprises us sometimes when he's speaking to other people through us. Mm-hmm. And we'd be like, oh, we in all too, you know. So I love it.
Jesus. Yes, amen, Brother Charles. This is Sister Karen. And,
hey there, baby.
The thing that stuck out the most to me about what you were talking about was God and the fact that God created a way to put himself inside of man and give them dominion over this earth. And because he realized that we could not be a perfect person, he permitted his only begotten son to come down to earth. And as he walked the earth, he fulfilled all the law. And because of that, because of his death, his burial, and his resurrection, we too have begun to have the Christ in us. The thing that I would like to have you probably talk a little bit about is that nature of God, what God produces in us. He doesn't produce strife. He does not produce envy, and he does not produce hatred.
Amen.
For the carnal man, there's a scripture was given, and it's found in Philippians chapter 4, I believe the verse is 8. He said, if there's anything that is good, of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Thought about it. What God has done for us as Christians. He has allowed us to walk this walk and to do his word. Not to talk his word, but to do his word. And the more of his word, like the sister said, the more of the word of God that you have within you produces God. So when you show up, God shows up.
Amen.
And there is a high standard that he has. He doesn't condescend down to the fleshly nature. He no longer needs that. We have risen, and we seek those things which are above, not below. There's no need to worry about. There's no need to be concerned about anything except what our Father is telling us each day. I'm persuaded that God that knows the past, that knows what we're doing right now, and knows the future, and when you put the icing on the cake, that he loves us. If there is somebody that thinks that they're not good enough, there is a God. If there's somebody that feels like they can't start over, they can.
Amen.
Because God has sent the representatives that are on this phone, and they are able to change from darkness to light. And the last thing I would like to say is, to a pure man, everything is pure. To a froward man, everything is froward. The Bible declares that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And, you know, every now and then, the Bible declares that we need to judge ourselves to see if we're in the faith. Because the Bible says that faith worketh by love. Love is patient. Love is long-suffering. Love is kind. Yeah. There is no defense for love. It's the antidote for everything that ails a human being.
Amen.
And that's all I have to say. Thank you so much. I enjoyed the lesson. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I enjoy it. It wasn't me that was on the line tonight. It was different. It was more they staying silent. I don't preach dessert sermons. But none of the prophets preach dessert sermons.
Amen.
Jesus did. I modeled myself after the prophets and Jesus. My mama prayed for that. My mama was one of the biggest sinful women that ever lived. But she prayed that when she found out she was pregnant with a man child. She told me what she prayed for. So I prayed for somebody to be born in this family that would end this, help end this. The incest that went on in the family. You know, she prayed for that. The drunkenness on both sides of my family, my mama's side and my dad's side, they're nothing but drunks. She prayed for that. This man child that I'm carrying. Let him be the one that ends this. My children drink. I got some grandchildren that drink, but I don't drink. I don't. You know, when my mama died in 2002, the year of her anniversary, I was sitting in Ypsilanti, Michigan. And I told everybody, I'm truthful about what I do. I can't lie about it. It's no lie because it could be read out of a book I've been told in the Bible. You know, in judgment, everything I've done. So I went when I got me an ounce of weed, bought me a fifth of Cavassier, and I was sitting down and they're having me a merry old good time. And my mama's voice said, Charles Jr., that's not what I prayed for.
Amen.
I said, Mama, she said, Charles Jr., that's not what I prayed for. You said, you get up, pour out that liquor, put the weed in the trash. I did it. She said, now go clean yourself up. I did that too. I've stumbled. I tell everybody, I'm an honest person. I'm so honest it hurts. I've stumbled and failed and caught myself in the ditch, in the pig pen, and eat out the trough a whole lot of times. But I know how to cry out to God. The greatest and shortest prayer in the Bible to me is, oh, Lord, when Peter was drowning in the waves, he took his eyes off Christ, looked at that big wave that was coming in, when he sunk. I know how to cry out like Peter. Simple prayer. Oh, Lord, save me. And every time I cried out like Peter did, he done did it. He done grabbed me by my hand and said, get up, my son. Let us continue this journey together. We're going down the road a little further. And every step I take towards eternity, there's one less step I got to take. People don't know, and I tell everybody, it's fun to be a real Christian. It's a joy to be a real Christian. I tell everybody there's a child of me that I won't let die. When they test my blood, my chronological age is 67. But when they test my blood in me, my blood lines up, the markers of my blood lines up with a man in his late 20s and early 30s. My biological age is about 32 years old, 33 years old. I'm not going to let that part of me die out. A child knows when to cry out to his father for help. As long as I got that
Amen.
Child in me, I'm going to continue to cry out to my father. Lines open. Well, if no one else, I would like to say this here. I thank for the few men and women that's on the line tonight. I thank you for the encouraging words. And if God said next week at the same time, I'll have something else to say. And I might, and that gave me something else. I'm going to pray on it. See if you want me to teach you on the nature of the Holy Spirit. That is something to put out there. Beautiful to put out there, the nature of the Holy Spirit. You know.
Amen.
I'll pray on it. If you can do it, I'm going to do it. So the line's open.
Amen.
Well, one thing I want to say to you, Brother Charles, God has used you to your best understanding.
Thank you, sir.
As you set the hammer down, you zeroed in on the engine, and Lucifer is upset. We're in a place called now.
Amen.
And the more we tell the people about God's word, the more we're going to be disliked. Questions I ask myself, is that going to bother you? Nope. Nope. Nope.
Amen.
Ain't going to bother
Amen.
You. Because the more you say that, the more let me know I'm on the winning side.
Amen.
That winner ain't Jesus.
Yes.
And the more we keep telling people about Jesus Christ, as Shaw was saying, in every family, there is a lesbian, a homosexual, a murderer, a thief,
mm-hmm.
or a robber.
Mm-hmm.
But God, but God can send his son.
Amen.
I'm on the way to get you, boy. If I may say it
Amen.
Like this. And when Jesus began to walk the earth, he passed around. And he remember, oh yes, when he said to one, he said, I saw you under the fig tree. My God Almighty. He said, you did. He said, yes. Jesus said, yes. And I encourage everybody to go and read the entire chapter of John, and then go to the 17th chapter of John. My God, my God, my God, my God. You hear him talk about it. He said, Father, the hour has come. Whoa, what hour? The hour that you and I talked about in the beginning. We said if we put man down here, I'm getting happy too. He said, if we put man down there, I will go down and rescue him. My
Amen.
God, my God. Oh, Jesus. And see, the importance of what God has given us, this Blog Talk Radio, it's not to be a prophet, a teacher,
Amen.
A this or that, but it's a strong of God that we
Amen.
Might lift up the body of Christ. That's what it's about. When you go read the book of Ephesians, you're going to find out. Like I told a man, I said, being a pastor is a hard job.
It is a hard job.
Y'all not gonna pray with me.
Me?
Being a teacher is a hard job. Like my good friend, she got the right word. But it's a hard task.
Amen.
No weapon formed against you and I shall prosper. Let me, that's what God said through his son, Jesus Christ. My God Almighty. And see, right now, in Houston, Texas, they put at least 1,000 people from the jail. In the meantime, what we going to do? Are we going to pray for them? That's not my
Amen.
Child. That's not my son. Let me share something with you. When we get on our knees, we say, Father, as the brother Charles say, Father, as the man walking on the water says, and I said, like I said, help me to understand what's going on right now. Many times in our lives, you're going to pass somebody that's hungry. Are you going to feed them? And you say, and see the enemy come along and say, no, you don't need to feed that person. Ain't nothing but a wino. But it could be Jesus in that.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. He said, when I came that way, you fed me not. It's important today that people who say they love God, but they don't want to prove God. God said, prove me now with this be if I'm not God. Prove it.
Amen.
Prove it. Prove it.
Preach, man. Preach tonight.
Amen.
And see, the reason why the enemy attacks so hard, let me tell you something. Because the little paint in the side, oh, that hurts so bad. That demon said, oh, you want some more? And you know what I tell him? I feel the blood of Jesus right here.
Okay.
Woo, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
See, the bad thing is to get a man of God and a woman of God stirred up with the word of God.
Amen.
You got
Amen.
Trouble going and trouble coming. Because I call it the left right, as it was said in the day when Muhammad Ali was living. He said, What round you want this to end in? My God.
Amen. Okay. Praise God. May I say something?
Go right ahead. Lines open.
You know what? I thank God you brought out that point. You said, I came to you, I was hungry, and you wouldn't feed me. And, you know, you was referring to the scripture. And I was thinking about, and it brought back to my remembrance when when all the so-called people that call themselves loving God, you know, the priest and all this, when the Samaritan had to go and help the gentleman that was on side of the road, he had got robbed. And the priest walked past him, you know. And it reminded me one day because a young lady was in the store. This lady was, she has a habit on drugs. And so I've never talked to this lady before in my life because God does what he want to do. Amen. So I began to talk to her. And then after I finished and went on about this, the Lord told me, he said, all the pastors have passed her by. won't talk to her. He said they have passed her by. He said, but you took out my time to give her a word. One lady was going into the store. She's about to steal stuff. And look, it shocked me. I'm just gonna be honest with you. The Holy Ghost called her name, and when he called her name, she turned around and said, "Huh?" And the Holy Ghost said, "God is looking for you. He wants you. God wants you. He wants you back." And she started crying, come out the store, and went on home. And I was like, I'm like, Lord, what are you doing? You know, you don't get me arrested. You know, and it was, you know what I'm saying? I know y'all understand what I'm saying. You know, because, you know, I'm like, Lord, they've been affiliating me. But God, we know who you are. You know, I'm telling you, and it reminds me when Dr. Hunter was speaking about the man that got robbed and was on side of the road, and the priest passing by, you know, everybody passing by. But the Good Samaritan stopped to help him, you know.
Yeah, but you know what, though? The Jewish
mm-hmm.
people call them dogs and snakes and everything, though.
Right.
They look down
right.
at the Samaritans.
Exactly,
but
exactly.
The Samaritans stopped. Jewish people passed a Jewish man by.
Uh-huh.
But the Samaritans stopped and helped him.
Mm-hmm. So those, it reminds me of those people who say that they love God and they this and they that, but they pass the brother and sister by. How
Amen.
Can you do it? You know? Yeah. So, yeah, I tell you, you know, it just makes you look at the people and realize who's around you.
Hey, can I break it down real simple about what we're talking about tonight?
Yes.
God makes everybody to come to the light.
Amen.
He humbles us, and he makes us a better person.
Amen. Amen.
That's just the simplest way that I can put it. He humbles us first, then he makes us
mm-hmm.
a much better person.
Amen.
Amen. Christian, there's a lot of people that give lip service to God with their lips. But like
that's
somebody,
right.
I think it was you just said, it's what you do. Not what you
that's
say,
right.
it's what you do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Samaritan, the Jews thought they were dogs beneath them. They wouldn't associate with
yeah.
them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the Samaritan stopped and helped a Jew.
Amen. And some brothers and sisters treat each other that way today. Believe it or not, in some places
Amen.
You go to, some synagogue or some churches you go to, they won't even speak to you. They won't even talk. I mean, I'm like, okay, what's wrong? You know, and in some places you go, that's the way they treat you. You know, and it's so sad. It's so sad when you can't treat another brother or sister with that love, as you was talking about earlier, that love, where is it? You know? So, yeah, it is really something when we can't find that kind of love.
What I said like this is love, cascade truth, and truth cannot deny love.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else, you got something to say? Somebody else on the line? We got about 6 minutes left. 3 minutes left. Go ahead. Somebody got something to say? Go ahead. Can someone do me a favor right quick and go to John 3:16, verse 17. King.
I'll try to get it for you. I just have a Bible open today. I don't know if I'm marking or not. It's about the light being rejected, isn't it?
John, can you read it? Yeah, can you read it?
You see, King says that's over King. You see, God sent his son to the world to condemn the world. Amen. I just read that today. But that the world through him might be saved. Amen. For God sent his son into the world to condemn the world, that the world through him might be saved. That's John 3, and 17. See, they let me know I'm on the right track with the Holy Ghost. I'm on the right track. I'm not trying to make friends. To condemn the world, to condemn what was going on at his time on this earth. Amen. But that the world through him might be saved. That's powerful. Very powerful. Did you hear that, brother, of the homie? Is that what you wanted?
Yes, sir. And when you take that and you find that, you go to the same chapter. Look at verse 4.
Okay.
Verse 4.
Nicodemus said unto him, I can't even. I was reading all this today. You make it go. All right, thank you. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter in the second time unto his mother's womb and be born? The answer is no, you can't. I'm going to tell you, I don't even have to read the few verses it says. Jesus told him, because this is my favorite book in the New Testament, it's St. John. He said, no, every man is born of the water. But I'm talking about the water from above. He's talking about the Holy Ghost, fire from above. You got to be born with the fire. It starts at the very nuclei of every soul, that's the center of every cell in the body. It starts there and burns its way from the inside out. By the time you get through burning from the inside out, you're cleansed. You're clean.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's teaching them, it's the demons.
Amen.
This is a beautiful book. Now, I always say that this is just me thinking. John should be the first book in the Bible. I always thought that, you know, when I read it, it should be the first book in the Bible. Because he's the only one that talks about his deity. But nothing created except by him. Nothing. He tells you who he was. God in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful book. I got to spend some more time in it. This should be. I used to read this book weekly. Then I got away from reading it.
Mm-hmm. I need it.
Oh, well, let me read this here. The 17th
yes,
chapter
sir.
Of John, verse 4. I have. This is what he's saying. I have. Given thee on this earth. I've given to them on this earth. I have finished the work that which thou hast given me to do. My God Almighty. When you take notice and read into it, it takes you to a new tone. And you can say, God the Father. He didn't say God, he said Father. I have finished the work that you give me to do. Now I say this to, I said me talking now. You know, oh Jesus. And then I'll read down to verse 9. I pray. And to see, here's where I come into understanding. In verse 9, he said, I pray for them. Now, who is them? We believers that believe what the apostles saw, what the disciples
mm-hmm.
saw. He
mm-hmm.
said, I pray,
mm-hmm.
my Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I pray not. Now, here's the key. I pray not for the world. He said, I don't pray for the world, but I pray for them that's in the world. Talking about the believers.
Right.
Case closed.
He was praying for his disciples.
But also, Jesus was saying, I'm praying for the disciples, but I'm praying for those that's going to come unto him do what I've been telling them. The 12 disciples.
Mm-hmm.
Go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel.
Amen.
God Almighty.
Amen.
Hey, Brother Hunter, but verse 10 is all, the whole book of John is awesome. Listen to verse 10. And all man are thine.
Oh, really?
I am glorified in them. And I am glorified in them.
Amen.
Everything Jesus on, the Father on. Everything the Father on, Jesus on.
But see, here's the key word. I have, he said, when you go back and read that scripture, he said, what he said about I have dim on earth. The verse you just read, what the verse was that you just read?
King.
He said,
all,
Father, he
all
said, and that has, he said, read it again.
And all man are thine.
All
and
of mine are thine. What he's saying, all that I've gotten in this earth while I was here, Father, I'm ready to die now. I'm ready to give my life. But I want it to be known. Here's my report. Do I get graded on as a perfect A? Do I get a C or D?
For what he did of mankind, if he comes and destroys this world and renew it again, I give him an A.
I want somebody else to read verse 7. This is important. To me, to you also. Read verse 11.
Verse 11. And now am I no more in the world.
Oh, stop right there. Wait. I am no longer in the world. I'm ready to do the sacrificial thing now.
Right.
My time is up. I'm checking out. I'm going to the clock. Time out. Zero. I just checked out. Read on, brother. My God.
But these are in the world. And I come to you, Holy Father, keep to your own name those whom you have given me, oh my Lord. And I come to you, Holy Father, keep to your own name those whom you have given me.
My God, man, that's some powerful stuff there.
This is my favorite book, but it's been so long since I read it. And I've been a nut not to read this more often than I have. It's been so long.
All right, read verse 15.
I pray not that you should be take them out of the world.
Oh no! Wait! You mean there's a big fighting going on in the body of Christ? What are supposed to be Christians, believers? They want to fight against each other? Come on, man! He done prayed. My God, I'm getting happy. Throw down, Hunter. Throw down.
They should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil.
Amen.
Jesus wanted to take them out of here because they were his disciples. They had to go do what he told them to do. They had to continue the word. But he prayed that the Father would keep them.
Now, so I left you to the one to read verse 17.
Okay,
let me see verse 17.
Sanctify.
Yeah.
Verse 16.
Sanctify them, oh me. Sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth.
Amen.
Oh man, that's a compound sentence, complete with a verb. Oh my God. And when you read it, That's why I get so excited when I read the word and see what God can, has, will do. He loves us. God is not trying to put strife in the midst of us. That's why he said, come under. And that's what I say when I'm reading and teach just as they from the book of Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 17 or 18, 19. God said, come, Willie Hunter, and let's reason together. Old Testament, New Testament. He said, suffer to come unto me. We live in a time right now where we got to pray for some people.
Amen.
The poor man is out there begging. The rich man, and all he want to do is get some more money and just lying on backside of the river and say, you know, and the man going to sit up there and say, well, we got 12 trillion. God is not about money. It's about salvation. But the more we stand up to what's happening, that's why I say to everybody, we are part of the family. I tell the people on the trial line, we're family. You pray for me, I pray for you. We're family. Now, if somebody's going to bother you, I'm going to get back with you. We're going to whoop the hallelujah out of them.
That's what family
do.
I'm serious.
Brother,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
As you have sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world.
There you go. There you got it.
And for their sake, I sanctify myself.
Oh,
they also might be sanctified through the truth.
The truth. See, you got the key words there. You got the key words. Sanctified through the truth. For I am the truth.
Amen.
But can you imagine on the first chapter of John, when he said these words, the Ur, they say in that language, the Ur has come.
Yep.
These words spoke Jesus and lifted. Now, here's something else I want to put up. He didn't close his eyes. You met him with it, Hunter. No, now I'm telling you what the book says. Jesus, he lifted his eyes and did what? To heaven, not to hell, but he said, Father, the hour has come. He didn't say God, but he said, Father, the hour has come. My God of mine. As I say, Brother Gregory, God is using that man to put him at another level. God is using everybody on that prayer line to put him at another level. He wants us to trust in his word. And I say this every day. And the more words, waters settle down in my spirit, God says, I'm there. My God of mine. And I see when they told me, and I don't mind telling you because I know I've checked, when they said, what do we think? We found some more cancer in your body. I said, okay, but I'm going to tell you the same thing. That cancer came from Lucifer through his demon.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? I'm sending special mail with no return package.
Okay.
Somebody say, they said, Hunter, you sound like you're crazy. Oh, well, I said, I'm crazy, but I'm about to be crazy, y'all. Because what he said, 120 years.
I'm crazy enough to believe in Christ.
Well, you know what?
This is how crazy I am.
Anybody else got a word? Anybody else that want to say something? The line is open. Anybody else got a line? They want to say something. Amen.
Amen.
I love
Amen.
You coming
Amen.
Up the line with us tonight, and I know you got something you want to say. because we're reaping and reaping, telling the untold. Jesus Christ is on his way back.
Amen.
Anybody
Amen.
Else?
I just want to say this. I love what we just read. I mean, it's just, you know, verse 16 as well in John 17 and 16. It just hit me. He said, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Now, that's powerful. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. You know, that is really, I mean, that's powerful. I mean, the whole, all the scriptures that was written are so powerful. It's just powerful. You know, I am not of the world, even as they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. That is powerful.
And that's so important. That's so important for the believers to accept that.
Amen.
See, we don't have time for going to that place or this place. The time is now.
Amen.
Either we get them saved or we don't get back into the field. As
Amen.
My mother would say back in the day when it's time to take care of the field, she said, the day we're going to take care of the cotton field and they're going to put you over there in the sweet. They're going to put you over there sweet potatoes on. What? I had to learn how to chop cotton? Okra? My God, Jesus. But see, I'm going to tell you, I'm having fun. But when I was a young man, I sat up and watched everybody. I said, now, what time did they go down? When it's been high noon. It's real hot. Everybody comes out of the field and sit on the tree. So I found me a job that I like. See, you got to look out for yourself. Nobody know how to chop those old when they had to chop with. So I made for sure. Help me, Lord Jesus. I made sure that I said, Tommy, let me, and I chopped their hole. I said, well, y'all got about 20 minutes to go back out there. You don't run nothing around and go down as a mystical. Mr. Sliptoe told me to tell y'all, you got 20 minutes to go back out there. And I sit under the But I learned so much. I learned how to take sweet potatoes, ice potatoes. I learned all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're the planet. We're not the planet.
Mm.
I see somebody with 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. Can you have a word tonight? I love you so much. Can you have a word? Amen. Well, I tell you what. As we move through the pastor of doing God's will, we must understand that God is who he says he is. And I will tell you, I go back again. When I was looking about 3 or 4 months, years ago, I met this young lady. I had been praying and talking to God. I said, Father, I've done everything you told me to do so I get me this radio station. But I don't have no more money. I need some help. Help, help, help. All of a sudden, a lady come on the line and said, Brother Hunter, what do you need? Who's Jesus? I'm here to help you. We've been in love with the truth ever since. Am I right, Dr. McClendon?
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right, Dr. Hunter. Absolutely right.
I don't even know where this woman come from. But we went to school together. But God had planned it ahead of time that we meet up again. Y'all not going to pray with me.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. My God. Like when I met Gregory, and when God told me, I asked him a question. I said, Lord, I said, now, this man coming in, I asked him, I said, are you a GM? Are you a God man? He just looked at me strange. But he began to talk. And we fell in love with the word of God. That's
Amen.
What it's all about.
Amen.
Men, can we love each other despite everything that's going around us? If he
Amen.
Is in trouble, I'm on his side. If I can send some money, I'm on his side. If I can do this, on his side. And I'm going to tell you one of the things I found about when I met his mother said some words. And if many men on the line, maybe they can hear what I'm saying. His mother said, is everybody raising the roof about him? But she said, this is my son. Did you hear that? She said, but this is my son. Now, she really, in other words, she said, you really want to fight? Don't bother my son. I will bless you before you know it. And you ain't got to call on Jesus because I put him next door to you.
Okay.
But I fell in love with him. I fell in love with his mother because my mother was the same way. My God. What about these women, the good mothers? We got some women out there. And we just pray for them. Pray for
Amen.
Them.
Amen.
Because, see, we're just the women take care of the inner perimeter. We're just like blowing around. Are we the Lion of Judah? What's going for? Let's make sure that there is no evil befall them. We can do it.
Amen.
My God, my God. I'm going to shut my mouth or let somebody else. But I've been having a joy playing by God. Anybody else? See, that apostle came out of me. Stir them up. Amen. And see, there are some people that's reaching from me right now all the way to California, to New York, to down in the deep parts of Africa, over in the Middle East. Somebody is hearing what we're saying. It may not sound digestible to them, but the truth is still the truth.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'm so in love. I'm so in love with the truth. Now, you know what? I ask you to pray for me because I'm going through some changes with my body. And I told the devil, you're a liar. You're not going to do nothing. I say to the women that I pray for. I pray for them, you pray for me. And one thing I do love, when I call a lady on her name, but I just use the name Ruthie. I said, Ruthie, can you play a song for us? She knows exactly what to play. See, but God has a purpose in all of our lives. And it's now. Well, what are we going to do about the White House? We're going to vacate it. We're going to vacate it. We're going to vacate it. It's all about M-O-N-E-Y. Money,
yep.
Money.
Mm-hmm.
But if we say that this thing is going alive, and every time we pick up something, that virus has moved from one spot to another spot. So that means one thing to the believers, we know we're covered, by Psalm 91.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know I am.
Yes.
And so it's
anybody
all
else?
You get dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. That's how it's all. So
Tell about it. Anybody else? The line is open. Oh, Jesus. Anybody else? The line is wide. The line is open. As they say, tick-tock. Well, I'd like to take you to the book of Isaiah right quick, because I'm going to go ahead and close it out in a few minutes. Because I want you to see something. I want you to go back into the Psalms chapter 48 and read. Let's see, am I saying the right one? Skip on the right one. Chapter 46, verse 1. Someone got it?
Mm-hmm. No, sir, but I can find it in a minute.
God is our what?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Refuge. Amen.
All right. Woo, Jesus.
And strength. Mm-hmm.
Read on, sister.
A very present help in trouble.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Are you scared of a snake? Nope. Are you scared of a rat? Nope. You scared of roaches? Nope.
Mm-mm.
All that stuff is in the world. We're not afraid. Because God says. I just
they walking
so...
around all the time. They walking around all the time on two legs. Just have to be wise as a serpent and
humble as a dove. You got the picture. That's what it's all about. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But but that's what it's all about. See, God says He loves the joy. That's why
Amen.
God sent them. He sent them and said, "Look at that! Look at my children down there." And see,
Amen.
God gets joy.
Amen. Amen.
When we listen, when he see us doing what we're doing, he said they're being obedient and doing what I told
Amen.
Them to. My God,
yes.
Man! Someone go
He's
also to
glory.
Psalm. Amen. Somebody go to Psalm chapter 1. Right quick. Right quick.
He's getting the glory, and we getting the medicine. He says,
"Oh,
His word is like a medicine." Chapter
1. Oh, all right. We'll read chapter 1.
Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
Mm-hmm. My God, my God.
Thank God.
Ain't God good?
God is good. God is better than good. We just can't explain. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm. But here's what He said to us all the time. And the more you get into the book of Psalms, it announces, it pinpoints,
mm-hmm.
it uplifts, it shows you what He said He's doing in the time past, but in present time right now.
Amen.
Amen.
When I read the word and some chapter 1, someone help me please. I mean the second chapter of Psalm 2. Let me say it that way. Some too.
Go ahead, Sister McClendon. You're reading pretty good. Your eyes better than mine.
No, they're not. No confession. That their eyes are good. Read, Sister. Anyone, can you read it for us, please? Why not?
Okay.
Why do read on, Sister?
Okay, it says Psalm chapter 2.
Yes, ma'am. Psalm chapter 2. Start at verse 1.
Okay, it says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? A vain thing?
Oh, that's a good question in the present day. They're raging,
okay.
Huh? Read on.
Amen. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed saying,
Wait a minute. You mean, are they talking about Jesus? Is it prophesying? Yes. Read on, Sister.
Let us break their bands as under and cast away their cords from us.
And when you find that word, we find in that book, in the three chapters of the John, Luke, Matthew, and Mark, we find those very words as you see right now. And I want to say tonight, it's been a good night tonight. If no one else has anything else to say, we'll bring it to a close.
Brother Hunter.
Yes, sir.
I have enjoyed your teachings. I have enjoyed Sister McClendon's teaching. I have enjoyed Sister Karen's teaching.
And we've enjoyed everybody's
teaching.
Amen.
And that's what it's all about. It'll take a lot of people on the line to uplift the kingdom. He said, whatsoever two or three are guilty in my name, there shall not be in the midst of them.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to ask.
I had a great time tonight. You got happy tonight, so I said, I'm going to let the old prophet of God have the flow.
No, I was going to ask Sister Karen to close us out. To close us out. With it. I know God is using her, and I can sense it in the spirit. Can you do it, Sister Karen?
Make sure you close it.
Well, God bless you. Go ahead.
Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this gathering. We thank you, God, for the presence of the Holy Spirit, who's indeed our helper tonight, God. We ask, God, everything that's been said and done, God, is both pleasing and acceptable unto you, God. We pray for those that talk tonight, God. We pray for divine protection, God. We pray, God, that there won't be any recompense, God, for the word that went forth tonight, God. Father, we're asking even now, God, that you strengthen these servants of yours, God, that you would grant them insights, God, into things, God, that's not revealed to normal men, God. We ask even now, God, that you would even now cause the fire, God, that's burning on the inside of each of these mighty men and women of God, Father, that God, that they would go forth, God, and bring forth the kingdom of God. Now, God, we ask that tonight, God, when we rest, God, and if it be thy will that we wake up on tomorrow, God, we want to tell you thank you in advance. God, we just ask that you keep our family safe, God. And least we forget, God, we pray for those that have lost loved ones, God. Father, we pray for those that are suffering right now, God. Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you would minimize it, God. Father, according to your will, God. Father, we love you tonight, God. It is apparent, God. We thank you, God, that we are part of your vine. And Father, we thank you, God, that you called us to be your servants, God. So, God, we ask that you speak and your servants will obey. It is in the name of your precious Son we say, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Until next time, God bless everybody. Peace. Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.
All right. All right. Good night.
Good night. Good night.